Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onale Tini. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate 103 AMRIT stations across the country today. Of these, 19 stations are located in various parts of Uttar Pradesh and fully prepared to offer modern facilities aimed at improving the travel experience for passengers. Minister of Railways Ashwini Vaishnaw said that out of over 1,300 railway stations identified for redevelopment under AMRIT Bharat Station Scheme, the first batch of 103 AMRIT stations will be inaugurated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi from the land of Rajasthan. Interacting with media persons during his visit to the redeveloped Deshnok AMRIT Station at Bikaner yesterday, the union minister said that Deshnok station has been developed incorporating local cultural heritage and architecture of the area. Mr. Vaishnaw said that after this first batch, another 100 AMRIT stations will be ready in the coming 8 months, and by 2027, redevelopment of about 500 such stations will be completed.
After this large batch of 103 stations, another 100 stations will be ready in the coming 8 months. And then by 2027, about 500 stations will be ready. Many of them are small stations, many of them are medium-sized stations, and many are large-sized stations. And this will bring a fundamental change in the way our passengers, they experience the railways.
Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that the world is looking at India to provide new AI regulation model. In an interview to a media house, Mr. Vaishnaw said India is taking a techno-legal approach to regulate AI. He said teams have been empaneled to develop technologies for AI safety, such as detecting deep fakes, biases, and unlearning models. The minister stressed that the AI mission is working well and India aims to remain among the top 5 AI nations in terms of capability, use and talent in the world. Chief Secretary and Chairman of the State Executive Committee of NSDMA, Dr. Alam, has urged all deputy commissioners, DCs and departments to remain vigilant and prepared to respond to emergencies during potential monsoon-related disasters across the districts. He made this appeal during a monsoon preparedness meeting held yesterday via video conference with deputy commissioners and district heads of departments. The chief secretary called on DCs to utilize resources efficiently, ensure road connectivity even during blockages, and conduct regular review meetings. Departments were also directed to extend full support to district magistrates and DCs in addressing monsoon-related challenges. Dr. Alam expressed concern over the condition of the Kohima-Dimapur road, particularly near the old KMC dumping site, which frequently suffers landslides and blockages caused by overloaded trucks. In response, he directed the administration, police and concerned departments to monitor traffic and identify alternative routes. He instructed the Public Works Department to strategically place machinery in landslide-prone areas and emphasize the need to stock essential commodities, especially in vulnerable regions. The health department was also advised to take necessary precautions to handle any health emergencies that may arise during the monsoon. Dr. Alam assured that all concerns raised during the meeting would be addressed, particularly those related to the supply of essential items and emergency equipment. The Controlling and Licensing Authority, Health and Family Welfare, Nagaland, has immediately revoked the license of MS Medical Hall, located at New Market, Dimapur, for operating as an unregistered outpatient clinic and dispensing medications prescribed by a fake doctor, P. Albert Lotha. The proprietor of Medical Hall has been directed to apply to the licensing authority for disposal of the drugs in stock within 1 month from the date of cancellation in accordance with Rule 66A of the Drugs and Cosmetic Rules by providing a detailed list of the drugs. And the underproduction Shape of Momo, a Nepali language feature film directed by Tribeni Rai from Ranipur, Sikkim, was among 5 Asian works in progress selected for the prestigious Half Goes to Cannes program at the 2025 Cannes Film Festival. Representing Shape of Momo at Cannes were director Tribeni Rai, producer Kisle, and lead actor Gaumaya Gurung. The team also unveiled the film's first official poster at the Bharat Pavilion during the festival. The Shape of Momo is her first full-length Nepali feature film, and it describes the journey of a woman who is determined not to let patriarchy and its influence push her down. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.